Tommy away to Gainsborough on Saturday, and finally Quakers are going to play a league game.
Yeah, I think the lads have missed that league competitive football. Tonight was great in terms of a run out. That you could see that certain individuals were a bit rusty. Overall, I wasn't too concerned about that. Now, ultimately, the lads will get judged on what we do on Saturday. So we'll dust ourselves down quickly. We'll pick a team ready for the weekend. And the lads will be focused and determined. They've had it spelt out to them how big Saturday is. I think they're looking to put right a few wrongs. And we go there confident and looking for 3 points.
As you say, the players needed a game, didn't they? Just to get the rustiness out of the system after so long. And Burroughs certainly gave Darlow a game, especially in the first 15, 20 minutes.
We expected it, you know. When you have the calibre of player on the pitch that they had, you know, we spoke about Gusted before the game, and you know, you've seen him over the years. You're going to let teams cross the ball into that box, he's going to win headers. You know, he's made a career out of it. He's powerful. He's so good in the air. I thought Clayton in the midfield was levels apart. I thought he was a class above. He absolutely ran the show, and they did. They just had quality through the team. But luckily, we're not playing a championship team on Saturday, so you know the lads have to take the positives from it rather than the negatives. I think they've given us a right good run around for 45 minutes in that first half. And like I say, Saturday's not going to be the same kind of opposition. So let's go into that game in that kind of frame of mind and focused on what we're coming up against.
Yeah, games were on Saturday. They're just a couple of places below Quakers, and I suppose they've been messed around a little bit with the weather over the last few days because they've tried to play Spaniel in the FA Trophy. So they might be in a similar situation.
Well, yeah, their focus for the last probably 5 days has all been on the FA Trophy. You know, to get a game postponed on Saturday and then again on Tuesday, it does mess your mind up as a player. You know, Dave Frecklin's is someone I know really well. I've got a lot of time for him. He'll have his lads well up for it on Saturday. Yes, they're below us, but ultimately there's the pack of teams that separates by 45 points, probably from what, 11th, 12th, down to 20th. So it's tight. You know, everyone at the minute is either looking over the shoulder or looking up a couple of pegs, thinking if we can get a win, it makes such a difference. If you can string 2-3 wins in this league, you jump dramatically up a league table, and that's what we've got to be looking at.
People are forgetting that it's going to be Reece Dyche's league debut on Saturday, isn't it? Because he's only played one game for Darlow so far, and that's in the trophy against Harrogate, and that was a month ago.
Yeah, he just beat me to that. It was a month ago, yeah. A month Saturday. Frightening, really, when you think about it. He's hungry. You know, that he's came to this football club to score goals, but I want that hunger throughout the squad, let alone the team or one individual player. The lads have got to realise their jobs, start taking care of their own responsibilities and start delivering some points for this football club, because ultimately at the minute, the league table doesn't lie. We're down there and we are in the mix of a lot of teams. We're confident, we're focused on what we want to achieve. I was just sitting there at half-time, you know, we need to start picking it up now. Start sorting out our standards and start focusing on what we're going to achieve and how we're going to do it, because we talk about it and talk is cheap. You know, we really need to start backing that up now on the pitch.
Most of all, I suspect you're after a clean sheet on Saturday, because if you have a clean sheet, then that's a foundation for success, isn't it?
To be honest with you, Ray, I don't care if we win 10-9. I want a win. It's as simple as that. You know, I want to play attacking football. I really want to play attractive football. But ultimately, at the minute, we just need to win a game of football. I think it will give the whole football club a massive lift. The confidence will just drain straight back through the boys. I joke about that. But if we won 10-9 on Saturday, I know I'd probably have about 6 heart attacks along the way. But ultimately, we get what we want. We need 3 points on Saturday. We all want 3 points, but we've got to work hard for it.